Hello, my name is Jewel, and today I'll be talking about the Stolen Generations, what it involved, and the many short-term and long-term effects that came with it. The Stolen Generations are the many First Nations people of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent who, when they were children, were forcibly removed from their Indigenous families and communities by the Australian federal and state government agencies, as well as church missions. This occurred as early from the 1800s, but it wasn't until 1910 that policies of forced removals were in place, until 1969. This was a result of various past government policies at the time, one of which including the policy of assimilation, which significantly influenced and drove the Stolen Generations. From 1950 to 1960, the assimilation policy proposed to focus on displacing the Indigenous people's traditional way of life and culture, and instead adopting the white Australian way of life. This aimed to have the First Nations people living as white Australians, giving up their traditional culture, beliefs, values and language. This involved the process of removing mixed descent, or what were known as half-caste children, from their Indigenous families. And those children are who we now know today in Australia are the Stolen Generations. So, what happened to these Indigenous children who were forcibly removed from their families? And what did this involve? Well, many of these stolen children were put into institutions where abuse was common, and some adopted by white families. These Indigenous children were taught to reject their Indigenous culture to instead adopt white culture. Their Indigenous names were often changed to more English names, and many were not allowed to speak their traditional languages, and had worked as domestic servants and farm labourers. The Stolen Generations have had both tremendously devastating short-term and long-term effects/impacts for the people who were forcibly removed as children from their Indigenous families and communities. But let's talk about the short-term effects of the Stolen Generations first. During the time, the stolen children were repeatedly punished and mistreated harshly, received little to no food at all, and minimal affection in highly controlled institutions and church missions. This would have made the stolen children seem meaningless, unwanted, and unloved. Another short-term effect was that it created loneliness for the many young Indigenous children who are now members of the Stolen Generation, as their biological families were taken away from them. Another effect would also be the feeling of fear, seeing no hope for the future, as the stolen children were taught to work as domestic servants and labourers, aspiring to be nothing else. As well as feeling ashamed to be of Indigenous heritage, as the stolen children were totally cut off from their Indigenous culture. Now to the long-term effects. Today, many Indigenous members of the Stolen Generation are now living a harsh and unhealthy lifestyle, with one of the long-term effects being a drive towards substance and alcohol abuse as a coping mechanism for the depression and trauma caused by the agony they had been through over the many years they had experienced without their biological families. The Stolen Generation has also created a loss and rejection of Indigenous culture for the stolen children, which often brought a sense of discomfort and shame about being of Indigenous heritage. And as a result of this, this created disconnection from Indigenous culture and land, as well as an incapability to pass traditional Indigenous culture to several future generations ahead. As a result, many cultural traditions might have been lost or inactive. As the stolen children received very little to no education at all, it was expected of them to work as labourers and domestic servants. This had created long-term economic implications, meaning access to good employment was off the list. Indigenous Australians today have a much lower employment rate than other Australians due to low education as well as other factors. This also leads to low income or no income at all, relying on government support and services such as Centrelink. Many stolen children never knew and or saw their biological families again, nor knew where they had been taken from. Several children were falsely told their parents were abusive, had died, or neglected them. This led to the stolen children not knowing who their biological families were, with some members of the stolen generation still searching for their biological families today. Many stolen children, both girls and boys, were psychologically, physically, and sexually abused, which may have created long-life trauma for many of the members today. Many institutions lacked sufficient medical treatment, which leads to greater health implications and a greater mortality rate for Indigenous Australians than other Australians. The many members of the stolen generations today are still experiencing intergenerational trauma, which leads to effects of trauma being passed to the next generation. But in 2008, Australian Prime Minister at the time, Kevin Rudd, gave an apology speech to the First Nations people of Australia, particularly directing it to the stolen generations, acknowledging what the Indigenous people were put through all these years and the many Indigenous lives that had been harshly affected through past government policies, specifically targeting the policy of assimilation. We may have said sorry, but the damage and trauma caused to the many Indigenous lives of the stolen generations will never be forgotten.